This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Joining us on the Troker College Live Line, Justin Booth, who is with Go Bike Buffalo, also the co-chair of the Skajakwa Corridor Coalition. And we're talking about a potential change in how the state DOT is looking at redevelopment of the Skajakwa. It appears to have been put on hold by the DOT, and the $100 million, kind of a question mark as of this morning. Justin, thanks for being with us. What do you know so far of what exactly the plan is, the state's plan, that is, for the Skajakwa?
That's a good question, what we're trying to find out. We don't know what the state's plan is for the Skajakwa. The Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council has just released its updated five-year transportation improvement plan, which includes all the federal and state dollars for a large infrastructure projects that happen here in Western New York. In reviewing that document, it looked as though the resources available for the project have been bottomed out. And they've identified the project as illustrative, essentially meaning that if resources are available, there's a will to move it forward. It certainly could be there. What is disconcerting that, you know, the consistent effort by the community to move this project forward, the consensus built with the Region Central Plan back in 2023, and no new movement from the Department of Transportation to make this project happen.
You know, we've been talking about this for 10 years. Remind us what the redesign was that you were hoping to see there.
Oh, well, we've been talking about this for 20 years. The project actually began with an extended project proposal back in 2005 that had a lot of community support and was even included in the Olmsted Parks Conservancy's long-range plan. When the Department of Transportation moved that project forward, it really eliminated a lot of the, you know, the vision that the community had wanted there. And so through, you know, the community engagement process, the project that the DOT had put out was stopped, and the GBNRTC moved forward with the Region Central Plan and really taking a vision of not just moving vehicles from point A to point B, but really thinking about holistically how this corridor and how the surrounding communities can really work together to build the quality of life that everyone really wants in Western New York. And so that's what we're hoping to see move forward. It was community consensus built through that effort, and we'd like to see that community consensus move forward to an actual built project.
Was this plan for a parkway approved in 2023? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, so the GBNRTC's Region Central Planning effort was, you know, officially moved forward in 2023. The next step in that process is for the Department of Transportation to move forward with the environmental impact process to begin to move it to full design. Myself and the chair of the Skajakwa Corridor Coalition, Katie Stevenson from the Olmsted Parks Conservancy, sent a letter to the Department of Transportation last June, when they kind of identified the next phase of the Kensington project being the Skajakwita to connect those two pieces together. But we have not heard a response from DOT about engaging the coalition again. We have not heard anything about the project advancing. And then the most recent was seeing the resources eliminated from the TIP, which just seems, you know, a little disconcerting that there hasn't really been the will to advance this effort in spite of the consensus that we've built.
So what you're saying is it's that environmental review that was holding things up here, because to me, if you had an approved plan and there was $100 million, why wasn't anything under construction?
Right, right. And so once you have the plan in place, the next step is the environmental impact statement process, which vets all the alternatives based on that original plan and moves forward to full design. And we have not had any communication from the state on where that process and where that project stands. There is an opportunity right now to go to the GPNRTC's website and provide feedback on the draft TIP. They're accepting public comments through June 2nd. And we're encouraging everyone to reach out to them and provide the comment that we would like to see that $100 million maintained for the project, and encourage the Department of Transportation to move it forward.
Justin, is public opposition a factor at all here? It seems that whether we're talking about redeveloping the 198 or tunneling the 33, that public opposition may be pausing these things.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, was really at the crux of what has held up the Skajakwita project and the Kensington project for so long, is really about, you know, the process in which the community voices are heard, how they're engaged in the process, and what is the outcome of that process. And, you know, I would like to give the GBNRTC a lot of credit for the process that they developed with the community, for the community that did just look at the 198 corridor itself, but the surrounding neighborhoods and the impact that this roadway that goes through these neighborhoods have. And so that's the part that's a little bit, disconcerting on our part, is that we do have community consensus on a vision and a plan for the 198. While there's opposition on so many other projects, this seems like a really good opportunity to move this forward and to at least begin the process of, you know, reimagining that corridor for the betterment of the city as a whole.
I feel like community consensus is in the eye of the beholder, right? Depending on where you're looking at, maybe the surrounding community, but if the state is looking at a greater region, maybe it's not there. You're talking about a lot of community input. Do we have too much community input on projects like this or other things? Because at this point now, we're talking about 10 years of input with absolutely nothing done. I mean, is it up to somebody? I mean, we do elect people to make decisions, right? Is it up to somebody to say, hey, look, you elected me, this is what I think is best, this is what we're going to do?
You know, I think part of the challenge is you know, the emphasis that the State Department of Transportation puts on projects really focuses on how quickly we're moving cars from point A to point B, and really doesn't look at the impact that these roadways have on the surrounding communities. You know, what we've seen in the Kensington Expressway project is the community wants to see improved community health. That was the underlying need, whether you're talking to the Restore Community Coalition or the Eastside Parkways Coalition, regardless of what the solution was. The number one goal is community health. However, the Department of Transportation's number one goal is vehicle level of service. And so I think, you know, when you have a community vision and community projects and you have elected leaders that are in support of moving things forward, we don't have an agency that is suited to deliver a project that isn't focused solely on vehicle level of service. And so that's kind of what we are, stuck with dealing with right now, is how do we advance a project that isn't focused on just moving cars, but really thinking about building community, you know, building economic vibrancy, building community health, and connecting people meaningfully to their destinations, regardless of their age, their ability, or how they choose to get around.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.